All right, the next role up for audition is Robert Pattinson, age 24. Bio: Robert Pattinson used to be a nice boy from England until he got super famous in Twilight. Now he's a big Hollywood celebrity. The hunters come after him midway through the movie to try and slay him. Our budget doesn't cover Robert Pattinson's price tag, so we need to get someone to play him. You don't need to sound like him, you just need a British accent. And in all honesty, I have no idea what Robert Pattinson actually sounds like. So yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. First up is Heaven Incarnate.
Look, kids. I don't have time to sign your little autograph books, any of that. I'm all pets, you get it? Not Edward Cullen. Now, why don't you get back into your little geek wagon and go home? Now I'm not a vampire! You kids are really dumber than you look. Are you that socially removed that you don't know the difference between reality and fiction? You wanna play Ghostbusters? I have a better idea. Let's play a game called Big Time Hollywood Superstar Kicks a Bunch of Emo Twihards Asses. How about that?
Majin Buu 0111.
Look, kids, I don't have time to sign your little autograph books or any of that. I'm Arpet. You get it? Not Edward Cullen. Now why don't you get back into your little geek wagon and go home? No, I am not a vampire. You kids are really dumber than you look. Are you that socially removed that you don't know the difference between reality and fiction? You want to play Ghostbusters? I have a better idea. Let's play a game called Big Time Hollywood Superstar Kicks a Bunch of Emo Twihards Asses. How about that?
Next up is Lord of the Morning.
Look, kids, I don't have time to sign your little autograph books or any of that. I'm R. Patz, you get it? Not Edward Cullen. Now why don't you get back into your little geek wagon and go home? No, I'm not a vampire. You kids are really dumber than you look. Are you that socially removed that you don't know the difference between reality and fiction? You wanna play Ghostbusters? I have a better idea. Let's play a game called Big Time Hollywood Superstar Kicks a Bunch of Emo Twihards Asses! How about that?
Pot, you're up.
Look, kids, I don't have time to sign your little autograph books or any of that. I'm Arpats, you get it? Not Edward Cullen. Now why don't you go back into your little geek wagon and go home? No, I'm not a vampire. Oh, you kids are really dumber than you look. Are you that socially removed that you don't know the difference between reality and fiction? You wanna play Ghostbusters? I have a better idea. Let's play a game called Big Time Hollywood Superstar Kicks a Bunch of Emo Twihards Asses. How about that?
Carnage, you're up.
Look, kids, I do not have time to sign your little autograph books or any of that shit. I'm R. Patz, you get it? Not Edward Cullen. Now why don't you get into your little geek wagon and go home? No, I am not a vampire. You kids really are dumber than you look. Are you that socially removed that you don't know the difference between reality and fiction? Oh, you want to play Ghostbusters? I have a better idea. Let's play a game called Big Time Hollywood Superstar Kicks a Bunch of Emo Twihards Asses. How about that?
So, like, as I'm introducing these, I haven't actually heard the auditions yet, but I'm hearing, like, bits and pieces when I'm mixing. So, like, if I bust out laughing, that's why, like, I don't want somebody to hear me laugh on one and be like, he likes that one the best! Because I honestly haven't heard any of them yet. Next up is Apatheria.
Look, kids, I don't have time to sign your little autograph books or any of that. I'm R. Patz, you get it? Not Edward Cullen. Now why don't you get back into your little geek wagon and go home? No, I'm not a vampire! You kids are really dumber than you look. Are you that socially removed that you don't know the difference between reality and fiction? You want to play Ghostbusters? I have a better idea. Let's play a game called Big Time Hollywood Superstar Kicks a Bunch of Emo Twihards Asses! How about that?
Russ, you're up.
Look, kids, I don't have time to sign your little autograph books or any of that. I'm R. Patz, you get it? Not Edward Cullen. Now, why don't you get back into your little geek wagon and go home? No, I'm not a vampire. You kids are really dumber than you look. Are you that socially removed that you don't know the difference between reality and fiction? You want to play Ghostbusters? Oh, I have a better idea. Let's play a game called Big Time Hollywood Superstar Kicks a Bunch of Emo Twihards Asses. How about that?
Rye guy, you're up.
Look, kids, I don't have time to sign your little autograph books or any of that. I'm our pets, you get? Not Edward Cullen. Now, why don't you get back into your little geek wagon and go home? No, I'm not a vampire. You kids are really dumber than you look. Are you that socially removed that you don't know the difference between reality and fiction? Oh, you want to play Ghostbusters? I have a better idea. Let's play a game called Big Time Hollywood Superstar Kicks a Bunch of Emo Twihards Asses. How about that?
Seraphim Swordmaster.
Look, kids, I don't have time to sign your little autograph books or any of that. I'm our Pats, you get it? Not Edward Cullen. Now, why don't you get back into your little geek wagon and go home? No, I'm not a vampire. You kids really are dumber than you look. Are you that socially removed that you don't know the difference between reality and fiction? You want to play Ghostbusters? I have a better idea. Let's play a game called Big Time Hollywood Superstar Kicks a Bunch of Emo Twihards Asses. How about that?
Barkus Bryson, you're up.
Look, kids, I don't have time to sign your little autograph books or any of that. I'm Arpats, you get it? Not Edward Cullen. Now why don't you go back into your little geek wagon and go home? No, I'm not a vampire. You kids are really dumber than you look. Are you that socially removed that you don't know the difference between reality and fiction? You want to play Ghostbusters? I have a better idea. Let's play a game called Big Time Hollywood Superstar Kicks a Bunch of Emo Twihards Asses. How about that?
Druox the Shredder, you're up.
Look, kids, I don't have time to sign your little autograph books or any of that. I'm our Pats, you get it? Not Edward Cullen. Now, why don't you go back to your little geek wagon and go home? No, I'm not a vampire. You kids are really dumber than you look. Are you that socially removed that you don't know the difference between reality and fiction? You want to play Ghostbusters? I have a better idea. Let's play a game called Big Time Hollywood Superstar Kicks a Bunch of Emo Twihards Asses. How about that?
The Nation Maker, you're up.
Look, kids, I don't have time to sign your little autograph books or any of that. I'm our Pats. You get it? Not Edward Cullen. Now why don't you get back to your little Greek wagon and go home? No, I'm not a vampire. You kids are really dumber than you look. Are you that socially removed that you don't know the difference between reality and fiction? You want to play Ghostbusters? I have an idea. Let's play a game called Big Time Hollywood Superstar Kicks a Bunch of Emo Twihards Asses. How about that?
B. McCauley.
Look, kids, I don't have time to sign your little autograph books or any of that. I'm Arpats, you get it? Not Edward Cullen. Now why don't you get back into your little geek wagon and go home? No, I'm not a vampire. You kids are really dumber than you look. Are you that socially removed that you don't know the difference between reality and fiction? You want to play Ghostbusters? I have a better idea. Let's play a game called Big Time Hollywood Superstar Kicks a Bunch of Emo Twihards Asses. How about that?
Sonic Mega.
Look, kids, I don't have time to sign your little autograph books or any of that. I'm R. Pats, you get it? Not Edward Cullen. Now, why don't you get back into your little geek wagon and go home? No, I'm not a vampire. You kids are really dumber than you look. Are you that socially removed that you don't know the difference between reality and fiction? You want to play Ghostbusters? I have a better idea. Let's play a game called Big Time Hollywood Superstar Kicks a Bunch of Emo Twihards Asses. How about that?
It's our Pats, Tregatry.
It's our Pats.
Okay, Heaven Incarnate, I like how haughty you made him sound.
I like how gay you made him sound.
Your quality was... That's just his normal voice, I think.
Oh, help.
Your quality was a little bit hard to hear from me, but I loved your deliveries a lot.
Oh, I heard it fine, but that's probably because I have my cool headphones on.
Right. Did you like this one?
Heavens, I didn't like his accent at first, but it grew on me, actually. The more I heard it, the more I liked it. He spoke a little too fast.
Right then, Majin Buu, your British accent was kind of sketchy for me, and I could tell you were reading.
Yeah, you definitely sounded like you were stumbling on your words, and there wasn't enough grace to your lines, and that's what the British are all about.
You really need to memorize stuff, because when you read, you struggle a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it would help you a lot if you're memorizing stuff. Lord of the Morning, you made him sound a little too intense for me.
He sounded really old, but like John Cleese.
That's no good. No. Trick-or-treat.
But I did like the intent behind the lines.
It was a little too hardcore for me. Pot, I loved yours.
I did love the anger on yours.
I love how he held out the name R-Patch, get it? Like he loves his own name so much.
Yes. But it fell a little flat for me at the end. But otherwise, I liked it.
Carnage, I did not buy your British accent. I'm kidding. Here's the thing. You added the word shit into the line, which sometimes people change the lines up and it slips past me, but I caught it this time. So if I was doing a legit production, I wouldn't cast someone for adding a swear word into the audition line. So I have to DQ you from this role, which is sad because it was legit.
I did like this. But oh well. Oh, you want to play Ghostbusters line so much.
I loved a lot of his lines, but he added shit into the line, so I can't, like, it's not, to me,
fuck
it's
you, Dylan. Fuck you.
Avatheria, I like the pause on Geek Wagon, but your delivery is like Master Thespian. It was kind of hard for me to, I didn't like that one so much. But I liked your pause on Geek Wagon.
Sorry, I'm trying to kill a fly. Keeps
focus, Chegatry.
It's walking all over my notes.
Chegatry, okay. Focus.
Okay. Oh, wait. Shit, I fell out of the accent. Not that
Apatheria.
What did
you think about Apatheria?
I liked his anger. And, yeah, that's about it. All I had.
Russ, I actually liked yours, but you made him talk like a leprechaun, and I think you made him sound too friendly.
He sounds far too Irish.
Yeah. But
Clearly, he misses eye for an eye.
I liked the voice quality in it, though.
Yeah.
Except he was too friendly and he talked like a leprechaun.
Yeah.
Ryguy, or did you want to talk more about Russ?
No, I didn't have anything more to say.
Ryguy, I like the no, I'm not a vampire. Like, as if he's been asked that question a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And I liked your accent a lot. What'd you think, Trick-or-Tree?
I thought his accent, like, I don't know, there's something weird about his accent to me.
It was very Jack Sparrow.
It wasn't consistent or something. I don't know. It was off to me, so. But, like, that could totally work for a production like this.
Yeah. Seraphim, this was an epic win. I love your deliveries and your accent.
I will read to you my notes. The anger, the accent. Oh, yes, baby, yes!
Oh, my. Bogus, you sounded reedy. And no, I'm not a vampire. You kids are really... It was like, no, I'm not a vampire. You kids are really dumber than you look. Not that bad, but it sounded really reedy. There's a weird pause.
Yeah, you were stumbling or something. I don't know. You were focusing too much on something that wasn't, you know, acting. And so, like, if you had a better accent and if you didn't sound like a 16-year-old, I'd totally buy this.
Yeah, you sounded really young, too, which obviously is not your fault, but...
hey, it's not Russ's fault for sounding older.
That's
so
true. Druox, I like how slow he spoke. That's a sign of confidence, Trick-or-Treat.
Yes,
Arpats would speak slow. He almost sounded drunk, which I'd buy.
Yes. I liked the accent and the inflections. I liked it.
Nation, I didn't buy your British accent here, and it sounded reedy.
If you wanted to cast, like, the worst possible person. Only on this role.
Only on this
role.
Only
on
this role.
You're not always this bad, but I think of the group, you were probably one of the worst.
Well, he has a Singapore accent, and then he's also trying to do a British accent.
Yeah, I know.
It's a lot to get. But I appreciate that you auditioned for this role anyway.
Yes.
B. McCauley, not enough of a British accent for me, and it just sounded like a snobby American.
You need more snootiness to you.
Like, Mega, oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I think you could have actually hit the proper accent if you'd gotten more snooty with it. Go listen to Seraphim Swordmasters.
Yeah, Seraphim.
Oh my, Seraphim Swordmaster.
Oh my. Mega, you had no British accent.
I just put does not work for me.
He didn't have the British accent. He didn't even try for a British accent. And he had that voice.
Oh,
our Pats doesn't talk like this.
Our Pats talks like this all the time because he's super constipated.
Yay. Okay. For this role, I liked Seraphim. What about you?
I completely agree with that.
All right, Seraphim, you are Robert Pattinson. Congratulations, sir.
That's something you're going to be happy to tell your kids one day.
Oh, yeah. You might be moved around, but for right now, you're going to be safe no matter what. B. McCauley and Seraphim are now both safe.
Yay!
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
Are we done with this one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.